The text then that, excuse me, calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our gospel lesson for today, from Matthew 21, and especially after the Pharisees have tried to challenge Jesus' authority, he says these words. He says, "What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A dad says to his boy, "Jim, before you go out tonight, I need you to make sure all of the trash is collected from around the house, because it needs to go out tomorrow." Jim responds, "Yeah, Dad, I hear you." But the next morning, the dad awakens to find the trash still scattered throughout the house and his son sleeping very well. Dad says to his other boy, "Jeff, I need you to rake the leaves today if you want to be able to go out tomorrow night." The boy responds, "Dad, I can't. I just have no time." The next morning, the dad awakes to find the yard free of leaves and his son sleeping well. Tell me, which of these boys did what his father had asked? Well, I can tell you this for sure. The first boy was woken up quite unceremoniously, while the second was allowed to rest. The Heavenly Father speaks to us, his children, through his word. And when he does, he calls us to all sorts of things. First and foremost, he calls us to trust and to believe in the one he has sent. Then, walking in the spirit of his Son, he calls us to do all sorts of good works in the various roles that he has given each of us to live out. When we as children gather in church, we are often very good yes men and women. We say yes to God's word in our confessions, in the hymns that we sing, and in the creeds that we recite. Yes, to the call of God that we hear in this place, we are often very quick to say back to our Heavenly Father, "Yeah, Dad, we hear you." But the question is, when we leave church, do we gather the trash? Do we erase the leaves? Do we do those things that we have told God that we would do during the church service? Jesus said the religious leaders of his day were the masters of saying the right thing, and then letting their actions fall far short of what they had said. They said time and time again to the Heavenly Father, "Yes, Dad, we hear you." But then they left the trash scattered and the leaves untouched by a rake. Oh, yes, those Pharisees, they could put the strongest catechism student to shame with the way that they could recite the commandments and their meaning. But Jesus told them that the tax collectors and the prostitutes were actually better doers of the word than those Pharisees who knew so very much. Why would God call out the tax collectors and the Pharisees, or and the prostitutes rather, as the example of being doers of the word? It doesn't sound quite right, does it? Well, of course, Jesus wasn't talking about their acts of cheating one another on taxes. He wasn't talking about the things that prostitutes do. He was talking about how those tax collectors and those prostitutes were turning to him in droves. How they were believing in the one that the Heavenly Father had sent. That is what the Pharisees lacked. Well, they knew very much they were not doing the Father's will, because they did not believe in the one that he had sent. They hadn't believed in John the Baptist, who came before Jesus, and they sure wouldn't believe in this Jesus that God had sent either. Yes, all the time the religious leaders were continuing with their mouths to say yes, while with their hearts and in their lives they confessed no. So who are you and I in the parable? Are we the ones who hear the word but don't do it? Or are we those who have initially said no, but now are clinging to the one whom the Father has sent? Of course, I suppose there is another third option, one not mentioned in the parable, maybe an option we would feel most comfortable with. Perhaps we're the people, the sons, the children, who both say yes and then live yes as well. But before we give ourselves that credit too easily, let us stop to examine our lives. For as I said, often when we gather here at church, we're good at being yes men and yes women to what God speaks to us. Far be it from most of us to read or to hear something read in the Word of God and right away tell God no. But do we go out and do the Word? On an average week, do we take those things that we hear either in church or that we read in our devotional times at home and put it into action? The Word of God itself speaks of its power to save and its own usefulness for every part of life. Does that mean that we go home and figure out how we can spend more time in the Word? If the Word calls us to be generous in our support of God's work, does that mean that we go home, we get out our budgets, and we figure out what that would really look like? Do we increase our offerings so that we can do better and more things for God in this place? The Word calls us to pray. Do we go home and try to figure out, amidst all the other things that you and I have to do, how we're going to truly set time apart to spend time speaking to God and simply resting with Him? Lately, our lessons in church on Sunday have called us to several actions. Just a few weeks ago, we were called to cry out to brothers and sisters in Christ who were living in sin. We were called to rebuke them and to call them back to the life that Christ wants them to have. So I ask you, have you done it? Have you reached out to those in your life that claim to be Christians but are living in ways that are far from what Christ desires? Have you called them to go back to their gracious Father for forgiveness and for life? Another one of our recent lessons called us to forgive freely. Remember, we were told the parable of the master who relieved the huge debt, and then we were called on to relieve smaller debts along the way. So how is it going? Do you find yourself more forgiving lately? Do you not let things bother you quite as much? Are you ever thinking about the fact of the great debt that has been forgiven to you? Just last week, we were called to rejoice that we have a good job working in the vineyard of our Lord. And in that light, we're called not to worry about when other people come into the kingdom and what they're going to receive, but rather simply to rejoice at the generosity of our God. So if people who came into the church recently were here today, could they tell that our attitudes have shifted, that we're really glad about where we are in the kingdom of God, and that we're happy to have them here as well? Yes, before we're too quick to simply say, yes, we are the sons and daughters of the Lord who always say yes, and then go out and do what we have said. We must admit that at best, that statement is only sometimes true. You and I all too often say yes and then do something else. You're often like the religious leaders of Jesus' day, who were quick to know what to say, but often slow to get our feet moving in that direction. But when we've come to that realization, that we indeed have not been the perfect children of God, that truth and that realization should make us appreciate all the more the one who was the perfect Son of the Father. It should make us melt in thanksgiving before the one who always said yes and then always followed his words with action. Yes, it should make us make us give all of our love to the one who said yes and then died on the cross to prove it. Yes, for every time that you and I have said no to God's plan, Jesus said yes. By accepting the Father's plan to come to earth, for every time you and I have said yes but then not followed through, Jesus said yes and then followed through all the way to the cross at Calvary. And because Jesus is a yes man, the one who not only said yes with his words but also in everything he does, we rejoice today to know that our mistakes and our sins have been covered up by his perfect life and his sacrificial death. We know that because Jesus is a yes man, all of the promises of God towards us are yes as well. Yes, even though at times we have said no, and at other times have said yes and then lived as if we have said no, we know that we can still have a life with our Heavenly Father for all eternity. And we know we can have that because of the life of God's great yes man, his perfect Son, who lived perfectly, died perfectly, and rose perfectly, in order that you and I might spend eternity with our Father. Yes, God said yes by determining to bring his Son to crush Satan's head and to give humanity back the eternal life he always wanted them to have. And then he lived, yes, as he allowed his Son to leave his presence in heaven and go down and be born in a little manger in Bethlehem. The Son, Jesus, said yes by agreeing to descend down to this earth. And then he lived, yes, by teaching, by healing, by suffering, by dying, by rising, and by ascending. And the benefit of all of these yeses of Christ are yours. They were all done for you in order that you might have your Heavenly Father with you forever. So today, rejoice. Rejoice knowing that all is left to do is to cling to the yes man, to cling to Jesus Christ and him alone, and then to go out and to walk in his Spirit, so that not only our mouths but our lives will be yeses as well. Yes, we gather here in need of Christ's forgiveness and his Spirit. We need his forgiveness for our past acts of disobedience, and we need his Spirit so that we can live now in obedience to his word. And today, God has promised to give us both, to wash away our sins and to fill us with the Spirit of Christ. Who is the one who did what his Father asked? Jesus did. And by his grace and his favor, we are as well. Amen. You're invited to rise. And then may the Spirit of Christ dwell richly within us, so that our words and our lives would both proclaim yes to our Heavenly Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.